That's right, Ostra's back. Wednesday, November 16th at the Electric Owl, Timber presents indie electropop goddesses Ostra with guest Tassiomancy. For Ostra on November 16th at the Electric Owl, doors are at 8, the show starts at 9:30, and tickets are available in advance at Red Cat, Scratch, High Life, and Ditch Records, or online at ticketweb.ca. Sponsored by CITR 101.9 FM.
Hi, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. That first track there is Feel It. That's from the album Feel It Break, but the song is called Lose It, and it's by Ostra. And then right after, we heard a PSA about the Ostra show coming up. And as you heard, it's at the Electric Owl on November 16th with Young Galaxy and Tassiomancy. The PSA mentioned getting it at Red Cat Records and all those other usual places that you get tickets from, and I would probably recommend you going there because they're sold out online. So I wouldn't even try getting them online. It's going to be a big show. Ostra just was nominated for the Polaris Award, so they're getting a lot of, coverage. So, yeah. I'm really tired today, so I don't think I'm going to talk that much, but I'm going to play some music. Last night I went to the Shout for Somalia benefit fundraiser at the, I believe it's called the Kaladash Bistro, and that's on East Hastings and Corral Street. Really cool place. It's kind of off on a turn, so it's not on the main road there. Really cool place, kind of looks like a cave downstairs. Had these like donut dumpling things with brie cheese and passion fruit. So if you guys are looking for some kind of Middle Eastern food, they had some. I believe that place is actually, I don't know. I didn't try the food, but if you guys go to the Kaladash Bistro, you need to try the dessert, and it's the brie and passion fruit dumplings. They're really like donuts. It's delicious. But yeah, I'm going to get to some more music. I'm not going to talk about food just yet. Let's get to some holidays and then we'll see what happens afterwards. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. This is the Student Feature Hour and we're going to be here from 11:30 to 1.
Thank you. Thank you. Shyness, let it go. Never have to be alone. Yeah, shyness, 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 let it go. Never have to feel so lonely. Shyness, shyness.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. Just heard some songs from Holidays, Celesta, Blood Orange, and Thieves Like Us was that last one. I'm just looking at some upcoming shows right now. I'm really excited for this Toon Yard show that's happening at the Biltmore. That's November 18th, so that's going to be coming up. That's pretty exciting. And then, okay, get this. Death from Above, 1979, is coming on November 21st. I didn't even know they were playing more shows. I really just thought that they were doing the South by Southwest thing. And they technically already came to Vancouver in October, but I guess they're coming back. But I don't know. I haven't really been following them too much since they got back together. So apparently they played at Sasquatch as well. I only thought of South by Southwest. But that's cool. That's really awesome. Good to see that they're doing some stuff together. I don't know if they have new songs, but it's exciting that they're playing. It's at the Commodore Ballroom. I went to a Commodore Ballroom show when I was in high school, and those concerts are just the most painful things ever. Like, just full of, you know, young teenage girls, and they're all pushing against the stage. It was for this Metric show, actually. You know, like high school, everyone loves their Metric. So I'm like pushed up right by the grate, and everyone's been to those shows. It's super painful. So I don't know if I'm up for that right now to go to one of those painful concerts, but I don't know. We'll see. Halloween weekend just finished. I'm just going to talk about this really fast. I know that Halloween's over, but I'm just starting to watch this show called American Horror Story, and it's only playing on an American channel right now called FX, but it's coming to Canadian FX soon, and it's probably a satellite channel or one of those channels you got to order, but this show is actually the most amazing thing ever. It's really weird because Ryan Murphy is the producer and writer, I think. And he did Nip Tuck, which is understandable because that's a pretty crazy show as well. But he also does Glee. And if you don't know what Glee is, it's that show right now that everyone is just crazy about because they cover songs from Broadway's and famous artists, I guess. They do stuff from like Barbra Streisand to Katy Perry and stuff. And people are really into that stuff. They kind of do a spin on Glee Club, which is basically a group of high school age kids, and they sing and dance for competitions. So Ryan Murphy is doing that show. And then he decides to go back to his, like, disturbing Nip Tuck roots. And he does this show called American Horror Story. And there's a lot of stuff going on. But basically, it's about a family. And they move into this house that's super haunted in L.A. And at first, they don't know what's going on. But then turns out that the house was actually owned first by this couple around 1930s or 40s, I'm guessing. And they were running an illegal abortion clinic in their basement. Yeah, it's messed up, I know. So that's happening in the basement. People are also dying in the house after that because it's super haunted. So tons of murder-suicides before the family moves in. And then once they move in, a lot of weird stuff just starts happening. If you guys want to look up the trailer on YouTube for the show, it's amazing. Like, based on the trailer, it's just really fast cuts of images. You don't even really know what the show's about. You just know that it's really scary and it's really disturbing and twisted, which it is. It's a really twisted show. Don't watch it before you go to sleep. Promise you, you won't have a good night's rest. But yeah, definitely check out that show if you're into that kind of stuff. It sounds like a movie, but it's really a TV show because it's so intense. It seems like you're watching a movie, but it's not. You should definitely check it out if you're into ghosts and stuff. That's my Halloween take. But yeah, Born Gold just, I guess, released their music video for Lawn Knives. And that's taken from their new album, Body Songs, which is available online right now. And it's an amazing album. They're really awesome live, of course. But Born Gold's just doing their thing. This is a cool music video. It's got kids starring in it mainly. And I kind of like these type of videos where it's just really, it's not fun per se. It's fun, but it's kind of, it's a really cool contrast between having like a solid kind of like serious theme, but with kids kind of acting it out. Toon Yard's business video also has kids in it, and that's a little more fun, which is really cool. I don't really know what's happening in this video. I watched it really briefly without sound. But there's like some kind of baptism with a lawn hose on it. So I'm just going to watch it. I'm going to play the song right now too. So this is Lawn Knives by Born Gold. You should check out the video.
Yeah. We can live a film so proud and dead. Thank you.
Hi, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. Heard a lot of different stuff there. Band called Alpine, then played a song from Death From Above, 1979, because I thought we were talking about the show, might as well play it. So I did. And then after that, I played some Gobble Gobble, and then a Teen Days remix of a song by Ha Ha. And then that last one was Bella Speak by Purity Ring. This weekend, Monday, because Monday was Halloween, I watched Insidious, which is this really scary movie about this kid who's haunted, and it was a really bad idea to watch it because I was really scared. I don't know, for some reason, I just feel like Halloween, since it's Halloween, I just have to scare like the living daylights out of myself, because that's what should happen on Halloween, so I did. Me and my friend were watching it, and it was just the most frightening thing ever. Going through UBC afterwards, it was a bad idea, you guys. But if you're into that stuff, you should watch Insidious. It's about this kid who's haunted, and demons kind of possess him and stuff, so everything around the house is super messed up. Yeah, it's a typical scary movie, I guess. It's from the producers of Saw and Paranormal Activity. It was scary at first, actually, that movie. When you're watching it, I was really freaked out because stuff just, like, literally pops out every 5 seconds. And it's just, it just gave me, like, minor heart palpitations for, like, the solid 2 hours. But if you think about it afterwards, the movie's kind of dumb. I'm not going to ruin anything, but a little bit is overdone. A little bit of is a little tacky, I guess. It's scary, but if you think about it afterwards, it's just because there's so much stuff popping at you and you're trying to process everything. And, yeah, I think I'm going to go back to playing music. I am now going to play, I think, some more Teen Days, and then later on might get to Toon Yards if we have time. But you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. This is the Student Feature Hour, and it's every Wednesday from 11:30 till 1 o'clock. We'll be right back.
I say, get up, stand up, get up, stand up, get on it. Get down, no longer who you thought this one was. Tell me, but all my wisdom departed. But oh, please at least answer me this. Answer me. What's the business? Yeah. Don't take my life away. Don't take my life away from a distance. Yeah. Don't take my life away. Don't take my life away. I'm a victim. Yeah. Don't take my life away. Don't take my life away. I'm a victim. Yeah. Don't take my life away. Don't take my life away.
Thank you. wrong. And I will cry until you wake up. Stop, your heartbeat will fall. And I will cry until you wake up.
Hello, I'm Kent Brockman, and this is Eye on
Shindig.
As usual, Shindig battles happen at the Railway Club, Tuesdays at 9 p.m. The November 1st competition will feature three more local bands, Canadian Southern Three-Piece Beekeeper, the experimental alternative sounds of the Harshies, and local favorites Manhands. November 8th, Shindig brings you Conspiracy Farm, The Population Drops, and Synthcake. You don't want to miss Shindig. Tickets are only $8. Doors are at 9 p.m., and it always goes down at the Railway Club.
Hi, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. Just heard a PSA there on Shindig. And, of course, that's our Battle of the Bands held every year. It's also a really, really awesome good time, so if you're bored on Tuesday night and need somewhere to go, go to the Railway Club and go watch a Shindig show, because it's awesome. Let's see, what did we listen to there? We listened to Seven Saturdays, Sunday Girl, Toon Yards, We Are Trees, and I threw in Crystal Castles in there as well. That Crystal Castle song is actually a Memory Tapes remix. I don't know why, but the last minute of that song always makes me want to cry. I don't know, it's kind of weird, I guess. I'm not a crying person, so I don't actually ever cry, but it makes me want to cry. And if I was a crying person, I probably would cry during that last minute of that song every time. It's beautiful. It really is. I love that song. Crystal Castles. While I'm sitting here, I'm actually proofreading my sister's creative writing project, and it's this radio script, actually. And it's actually a lot scarier than I thought it was going to be, because, I don't know, I just thought that this should be a lighthearted kind of project, because creative writing, to me, always sounds so happy. But this is not one of those. Basically, my sister wrote about a group of girls, and they're playing with a Ouija board in their barn. Sounds like every good horror movie I've ever cried in. I do not do well with the demon possession Ouija board things. Seems like I'm talking about a lot about this topic, actually, for this show, but whatever. This script is really scary. I'm kind of in the little booth by myself. I don't like turning on the lights when I do the show, so it's dark. I'm reading this script, and there's reflection in the glasses and the windows, and I keep, being really dodgy because I think I'm seeing stuff moving behind me, but it's not. It's not, because if it was, I would be a lot more terrified. But I am a little bit scared right now, talking about this stuff on air and then also reading this script. Why is she doing this to me? I don't know. Okay, let's get back to the music. I actually have to get to class pretty soon, so I'm going to leave some music running. And then afterwards, we have a special syndicated show. It's not The Green Majority, which it usually is. This one is something else, so that's going to be playing instead. But yeah, there's about 15 minutes left on the show. Thank you for listening. If there are listeners out there, really great to hear from you. Not hear from you, but great to know that you're there. I don't actually know, but it's great that you are listening. I am going to play a song by Keep Shelley in Athens. I think they have a show coming up, or they had a show. I think it's put on by Winnie Cooper. I'm not sure. You can look it up. But this song is called Song to Cheer You Up. For a song that's meant to cheer me up, it actually is not that cheerful, but it's really beautiful song. So this is Keep Shelley in Athens, and you've been listening to CITR 101.9 FM.